Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Okay, so something happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and I got myself into a situation at work.
Oh, what's new?
And you know how you go through life and you think, after 37 years,
yeah.
I never knew that that was possible.
Oh.
Some things never cease to amaze me.
Let's find out after a bit of Alex Gordino and Chris DeVore's Destination Calabria Jantham here in the back seat. Enjoy. Destination unknown, In all of your years on this earth, you've learned many things.
Yes,
but
yes. And there was something that Fiona and I brought up maybe a couple of months ago.
By the way, we did say that Fiona was going to come in, but she's otherwise engaged. So that's why she's not here right now.
Yes,
but she'll
yes.
be back next week.
Yes. And there was something that Fiona and I had gone all the way through life with and not realising that that it was done that way.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was. But anyway, so I was at work a few weeks ago and I was in my chef gear.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there was this really important meeting at a head office out on the other side of town.
As you do.
Right? And I'm like, oh God, I can't rock up in chef pants.
No, you can't.
And I thought, okay, I've got clothes in the car. However, they were literally thrown in the car.
Right.
Right? So they were clean, but they were just, yeah. The shirt was pretty creased.
Okay.
So I was telling my boss and he said, why don't you do this? He said, this will actually iron your shirt for you without having need for an iron.
Okay.
So I was at work. I did ask work for an iron and they said it's the weirdest request that they've ever had there. And
they didn't have one?
No.
Okay.
No, not at a flour mill.
Oh,
not
sad.
Something that's on hand.
Look, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, my boss said, what you do is you put the shirt on a coat hanger.
Yeah.
You turn the shower on hot only.
Right.
And get it really steamy.
Okay.
Right? Put the shirt in the steam part of the shower, not underwater.
Yeah, right? Obviously, yes.
And all the creases will just come out.
Okay.
And I've gone, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, you're an idiot. You know, I know I'm going to be the one looking like an idiot because you're going to be laughing in 10 minutes' time because I've tried it.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, try it, do it. So I did that at the shower at work and turned it on and steamed it. Within 2 minutes, this shirt did not have a wrinkle in it.
Really?
Yes.
So basically, you put it in the shower.
In the steam part of the shower.
Yeah,
on a coat hanger.
Yeah.
And it actually ironed this shirt. It got all the creases out in a couple of minutes. It was insane. I've never seen anything like it. It was, and I thought, how have I gone through life and not known these little things?
That's a very good question. I don't know. How have you survived? Well, obviously
it's been
tough,
obviously.
Yeah, it has
very
been.
Tough.
You know,
very
I cry for you. I do.
But I'd like to know, you know, am I the only person who finds this sort of stuff out later on in life? Is there anything that you found out recently that you've gone, oh, hang on, I actually never really knew that that's the way it was?
Now, there's some life hacks. You've had a bit of a, you know, an easier way to iron
a shirt.
Your shirt.
Yeah, so by hanging it up in a steamy environment.
I like a steamy environment.
Normally,
I don't have any clothes in it. It's normally just me. So I don't know how that works.
It irons all your creases out, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly hasn't ironed my creases out. I'm still quite creasy, so I'm not sure that was going to work. But if you have a bit of your own, you know, your own little life hack.
Yeah,
you know, tell us about it. 0427 Joy 949. Something that, you know, you didn't realise you could do until just recently.
Oh, that's right. I remember what it was that Fiona and I were like, oh my God, I can't believe we've done it wrong our whole lives. The ear.
Oh, yes.
What are they? The earbuds.
Earbuds. The ones, those are the
noise cancelling sort of things.
The foamy ones.
The foam ones, yeah. You roll them in your fingers to make this, to squash them down.
Yes.
You push them in your ears and then they actually expand and fill your ear.
And I said that. I told you that. And you were like, oh, I thought you just had to stuff them in and just,
well,
you know.
So did I. It's like trying to stuff a marshmallow into a money box.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I was wondering why it wasn't working.
And how many times have you worn those particular type of...
Oh, at the factory at work. Oh. Plenty of times. But first time, the way that I learned it was to actually read the instructions on the packet.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought that instructions would tell you how to do something? Congratulations.
I'm one of those people.
You are one of those people.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.